Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the worthy and the adorable name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We rejoice in Him above that once more we have the privilege of sharing His precious word with our radio friends. We know little or nothing what you may think concerning this ministry, but we are deeply conscious that the greatest concern is to know what the Lord thinks, and what He values, and what value He will place upon it in the day of His appraisal at the judgment seat of Christ. Yes, my beloved radio friend, what His thoughts concerning the ministry of this program is far more essential. And in view of that, it always is a great privilege and an honor to bring His word to you. Is He coming again? Assuredly He is. And may all of us be awakened to that blessed fact, and also to its imminency. For of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven are in the secret of it, but my Father alone, saith the Lord Jesus in Matthew 24, verse 37. My beloved friend, we raise the question faithfully. Are you ready for the Savior to come? We continue in our Savior's message of Matthew 24, verses 37 through 42, where He reveals the uncertainty of that time of His return, as He describes the character of those days upon the earth when He comes again. Here are His words: "But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. There shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left." The Savior's introduction of Noah and the flood is in harmony with the entire chapter. Noah lived at the close of an age, and he was saved with his family through a great judgment. And then came the beginning of a new age. As Noah's age closed with judgment, so will this present age close with judgment, my friend. The judgment came suddenly upon the ungodly generation in Noah's day. So will it be when the Son of Man comes. Two classes were living in Noah's day. There was a class of people in the minority who were believing and prepared for the flood. But there was another class, greater in number, who were unbelieving, and they were swept away in judgment. So will it be again at the second coming of Christ to the earth. The unbelievers will be taken away in the day of judgment and wrath. The others will be left upon the earth to receive and to enjoy the blessings of the coming age and enter into the kingdom of our Lord. Do not interpret the rapture in this scripture before us. For one in this scripture is taken away in judgment. The other is left for blessing. The context tells that in Noah's day, the ungodly were taken away. The flood took them all away. Verse 39. And so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. But let us consider the character of those closing days preceding the coming of the Lord. They will be like the days of Noah before the flood. Yes, says the Lord Jesus, they were eating and drinking. They were marrying and giving in marriage. The words certainly indicate there was no concern. There was no realization of coming judgment. Life went on as usual. Have you ever noticed that when the politicians, the statesmen, the rulers of all governments and agencies constantly propose and announce any future plan of extension for future development, all the human planning for the future, for the nation, for the state, for the county, for the city or the town, and so on, These men make long-range forecasts, and in their plans they stretch them out toward even the 21st century and beyond. Did you ever hear any of them say, all this we plan in the will of the Lord, if the Lord wills? Not any of them. Are the majority of people really concerned? Do our leaders possess any interest in the fact that divine intervention and judgment is coming near? I'm afraid they do not at all. In fact, the prophetic words of Peter can be applied to them. And we quote 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 4. Peter says, they say, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Yes, the world would say, there's nothing to that preaching about Christ's return. 'Tis old stuff. And their memory really slips a cog, forgetting, as Peter reminds us, that the flood came and took them all away. When the second coming of Christ is fulfilled, then, and not till then, but too late, the world will find it was true. And until he comes, let us realize, they would say, let us eat, drink, and be merry. That will be the song of the world. And yet, suddenly, their singing will be changed to weeping and wailing. Did you ever notice that what Jesus said concerning the days of Lot and the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah? You may read it in Luke 17, verses 28 to 29. I quote them. Likewise also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. Yes, pleasure and business went on, but the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Yes, in some measure Lot tried to preach to them, as well as to his own family, but he was no fit preacher to listen to because of his bad testimony. But though God in mercy snatched him with his two daughters safely out of Sodom from the judgment, yet fire and brimstone from heaven fell to destroy all the others. Even thus, says the Lord Jesus, shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Destruction on all unbelievers will come. Friend, the day is coming when the dizzy wheels of pleasure will suddenly screech to a stop. The daily grind of business, my friend, buying, selling, planting, and building, will crash with a sudden end. Oh, my beloved, how you and I should realize the danger of the sudden return of the blessed Lord to the earth when he puts his feet upon the Mount of Olives. What great, drastic, worldwide changes will take place in all society, in business, in pleasure, in all phases of life, as it is known down here today, in the power of sin and under the bondage and the tyranny of Satan. When our Lord Jesus comes, great will be the disaster for the ungodly. Great will be the blessing for those who will be the elect remnant of the saved. But I would like you to listen to the Savior's application of this section we have just touched on. In Matthew 25:24, in verse 42, note the words of the Savior saying, watch therefore, for ye know not the hour your Lord doth come. Watch therefore, for ye know not what the hour is when your Lord will come. My beloved, there is a word of warning telling us we should be watching. May I ask, my beloved friend, are you watching? Am I watching for the coming of the Lord? Am I alert? My beloved, may I say, I believe the greatest responsibility of every human being today who is conscious of his and her need of a Savior, and even believers who have been saved, who are conscious of the conditions that prevail today that rapidly are worsening in the whole world. We are near the imminent return of our beloved and blessed Lord from above, who's coming not to be the Savior of the world, but to be the judge of all. Shall we not sing in the words of another, a dear old hymn that we would like to quote in part? If our Lord should come tonight, come as King and judge of all, are there any here now listening who would tremble at His call? Is there one? Oh, is there one far from Jesus and the light? Unrepentant, lost, undone, if the judge should come tonight. Christ as King and judge will come. 'Tis recorded in His book. He will bid us stand before Him, not a soul will He overlook. Are we ready, everyone? Are we in the raiment white? If the judge of all mankind should appear this very night. Are we watching, are we waiting, in the raiment pure and white? Would we joy at His appearing, if our Lord should come tonight? Oh, my beloved listener, if you are unsaved, I beg of you, lay not your head upon your pillow tonight, if God permits you to live till then, until you have settled the question of your soul's salvation and the eternal destiny of your soul for glory. You must be washed in the blood of the Savior. With the words of the old hymn we quote to say, have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Blessed Father, in the precious and the worthy name of our Savior who's soon to come, and with the deep consciousness that there are so many around us and perhaps listening to the voice of the message today, who are not ready for the coming of the Lord. Nay, we pray that the Holy Spirit will convict and save them, as we ask it in the name and for the glory of our Savior and their eternal blessing. Amen.